for calling Frontier Forklift. For service, press 1. Parts, press 2. Sales, press 3. Rentals, press 4. Or for a company directory by name, press 5. If you know...
Please enter the first 3 digits of the person's first name. For Q, press 7. For Z. I'm sorry, there is no matching entry for those digits. Please try again.
Russ Wilkins.
Extension 115. To speak to this person, press 1. To hear the next matching entry. One moment, please.
Shelter, could help you?
Yeah, hi, is Russ there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
Can you hold on one moment?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Russ.
Hey, Russ, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, just wanted to touch base with you on some offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. You know, looks like it was based on some financing you guys did with U.S. Bank back in 2010. So we had the business, you know, pre-approved for some equipment finance as well as working capital up to about $250,000. So yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you, you know, see what you had planned for the remainder of the year, where you might need some financing.
I run everything through my floor plans, man.
Right. Yeah, so and that's also, you know, for your customers as well. If you did, have you had any, like, declines in the past, or?
We get some on an occasion. We're pretty fortunate that we don't have too many, what do you call them, B notes or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have too many of those. We do on an occasion,
though. Okay, yeah. I mean, we're a privately held business bank, so we have a lot of, like, options available. We work with credit tiers A to D. I know it's tough, like, as, you know, business when you have declines because it is a lost customer for you. Do you guys offer in-house financing over there?
No.
Okay. Yeah, like, if there is any, you know, declines, have you had any recent ones, or is it more just kind of been throughout the year?
No, I can't tell you the last one that I've had. I don't know if my other salespeople have or not. I'm not directly with them.
Uh-huh.
I have a sales manager and everything, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you guys ever did, you know, we definitely see if we couldn't help you guys out over there, give you some options. And also, yeah, just was trying to connect with the business because I know you guys, you said you use the floor plans. Now, do you guys usually, how does that work when you bring on your inventory, like all the forklifts?
Yeah, it's all on floor plan from U.S. Bank, DLL.
Right, so basically they buy them out and then, or they give them to you, you pay a certain percentage of the sale at the end, or
yeah,
how does that work?
They come in, they're free interest, no payments, no interest for 30 days, and then it's interest only, and then there's curtailments that start to happen after so many months, and then you got to pay it off after like 11 months or 12 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need to have it sold, or you need to move it into your rental fleet or whatever. So.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. And have you been pretty successful flipping those before the 11-month mark deadline?
Yeah, too bad.
Okay, that's good.
We try to keep it within our range, so we don't have to start making too much payments. But, you know, new sales are slowing down a little bit, so I'd be lying to you if everything was perfect. So.
Right. Okay, yeah, I was curious how you guys operate over there. You know, as we do working capital as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you know, it's unsecured cash. We're able to free up, you know, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So that's definitely an option as well. And do you guys just do strictly forklifts? Do you have like bobcats too, or maybe?
No, we don't do too much on the construction side. We do a little bit, but not too much. Mainly material handling stuff.
Oh, okay, cool. That's really cool. All right, yeah, no problem. Russ, do you have an email I can send you, you know, some info you keep on file in case you do have a customer in the future?
Yeah, russ.wilkins@frontierforklifts.com.
At frontierforklifts.com?
That's correct.
All righty. I'll go ahead and send that over to you about 15 minutes, and then I'll just check in, you know, toward the end of the year, see how things are going.
Good. All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Yeah, thanks for your time, Russ.
Bye. Bye-bye.